Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. You found it. News, information, comment, Bible. Discussing all kinds of things for the conservative Christian in America today. I just love it. We got so much to talk about. Take a moment here and call a friend. Tell them we're on the air. The show is about to begin right after this. Well, a big thank you to WMIK. They're located in the great state of Kentucky, Middlesboro. That's a nice little community. And we can't forget Binghamton Baptist Church. Some great folks there. Many of you joining us on Facebook now, and you're saying just some of the nicest things. I do know you have a great pastor there. Yes, Dr. William Boyd Bingham III. How do I know he's got... He likes Hello World. Thanks, everybody, for being a part. You're not on our Facebook page? We're not friends? Come on, we're friends. Get in touch. Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And thank you for supporting us, those families out there that contribute, well, regularly, one-time gift to Greg Patton Ministries. Care of the Cross here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It keeps us going day by day. Thank you for being there. I mean, all of you. Dateline, Montgomery, Alabama. A tip of the hat to Alabama. State Senate yesterday approved a bill essentially banning abortion in that state. A move specifically aimed at challenging more than 40 years of federal abortion protection under Roe v. Wade. That bill would make it a felony for a doctor to perform or attempt an abortion during any stage of pregnancy. For those of us who believe that abortion is murder, this is great news. Oh, they're just going to hate it everywhere. The House approved a version of the bill that has an exception for a mother's health, passing 74-3. Then a Senate committee added an exception for rape and incest. Republicans in the Senate, however, suddenly tabled the rape and incest exemptions last week. Of course, there was swift and vocal opposition from Democrats. Shouting erupted as Democratic Senator Bobby Singleton and other Democrats and at least one Republican objected to the motion being gaveled through without a roll call. You got 27 men on the one side telling women what they can do with their body. Does any of this sound familiar? The State Department has ordered non-emergency U.S. government employees in Iraq to leave its embassy in Baghdad with its consulate in Erbil amid tensions with neighboring Iran. The U.S. government's ability to provide routine and emergency services to U.S. citizens in Iraq is extremely limited, according to the State Department. Meanwhile, in Britain, they say it's not a big deal, but they're going into crisis mode. Britain's Foreign Office has gone into a crisis mode because of rising tensions in the Gulf between the U.S. and Iran. At the moment, the level of crisis is to the lower end, but nonetheless, they're calling it the crisis mode in Britain. What's going on here? Transportation Security Administration? It plans to send hundreds of officials to help with efforts to deal with the migrant inflows on the southern border just as the busy summer travel season begins, according to an internal email. The task of the TSA workers, which sources said will include air marshals, will be to assist temporarily with immigration duties there on the border. Now, we don't have a crisis. A woman was accidentally shot by her 8-year-old child at a baseball game in Tennessee on Tuesday. The mother and child were among 2,000 fans at the USA Stadium in Millington that night, attending the University of Memphis baseball game against the University of Tennessee at Martin during its annual W.S. Babe Howard Classic. The child had been playing in a vintage World War II Jeep on display at the stadium as part of the Veterans Appreciation Day. The child found an unsecured handgun inside that vehicle, thought it was a toy. He picked up the gun, pulled the trigger, fired around, and struck his mother. The woman taken to a local hospital in critical condition. That's unbelievable. Well, it started Dateline Waldorf, Maryland. Investigators say that 7 toddlers, 7 of them between the ages of 2 and 4 years of age, were left alone in a car with the windows rolled up and the motor not running in the parking lot of a mall there. A 4-year-old called 911 to report that he and 6 other children had been left in the car parking lot at the St. Charles Town Center in Waldorf. He told authorities that the children were hot, didn't know where they were. Deputies traced the call to the shopping center. They found the kids sweaty and scared, but otherwise they were okay. They say the car doors were unlocked and just one car seat was inside. As a mother, it's deeply upsetting, and for anybody listening to this story, it's upsetting. But I'm just very glad that the officers were able to locate the children as quickly as they did, especially with the help of 911's call taker. The words of Diane Richardson, the Charles County Sheriff's Department. My, oh my. A young Georgia couple, high on meth, found guilty of murdering their child. Fox 5 Atlanta reports that Courtney Marie Bell and Christopher McNabb would face harsh sentences for the death of their 15-day-old daughter, Kayla. McNabb sentenced to life in prison without parole plus 10 years. Bell sentenced to 30 years in prison plus another 10-year sentence to serve concurrently. The jury convicted the couple in less than an hour. They reported their daughter was missing. The girl later found in a bag that belonged to McNabb. During her sentencing, the woman said, "Y'all know I didn't do this." The judge, John Ott, told Bell this flies in the face of what any mother would do by using meth. And I think this one is right on the money. You continually hear me rant and rave about television and, well, late night television. I'll say what I've said so many times in the past. Used to watch, I did, Jack Parr. That shows how old I am. And Johnny Carson, the consummate late night show. Oh, Letterman, he was okay. You knew he was a lefty. Jay Leno, a bit different, but late night television, and I know most of you don't watch it, which is wonderful, but Rob Schneider, I think, said it best. Much late night comedy, is that what it is, really, is less about being funny, more about indoctrination. Sure, that's what they're doing. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and the nutcase on CBS, Stephen Colbert. He's against about everything that is good and decent in America today. And here's the key, my friend. People aren't really laughing at these people as much as they're cheering on their rhetoric, the left-wing rhetoric. They love it, and sure, the ratings show it. It no longer resembles a comedy show. It is not funny. It's more like some kind of a liberal Klan meeting. That's what we have in late-night television now. Page 2 and more news, right after this. So are you one of those missing it? So many people miss God's purpose for their life because I guess they're waiting for details to come about. Exactly what do you have in mind, God? But nowhere does the Bible say that God is required to spell out a plan for you and me. If he does have something for us to do, his only obligation is to show us how and to enable us to accomplish that thing. If we don't know the particulars, our walk with the Lord can seem perplexing. Abraham, later known as Abraham, must have felt that way, right? When God told him to pack up and head to a place he had never been before, the would-be patriarch probably wondered, Lord, why can't you just bless me right here where I am? But God had something greater in mind than Abram could envision. Feelings, sight, human reasoning can be terrible enemies in your walk with God and your walk of faith. So that we might demonstrate faith and rely upon Him, God sometimes calls us to a place where emotions and physical vision and logic are no help at all. The Lord wants us, as believers of Jesus Christ, to lay down our own ways of figuring out things, and to trust Him. That can sound irrational in human terms, of course it can, but it is completely rational and reasonable in the infinite mind of complete knowledge and wisdom. Whenever you're tempted to prefer your own logical solution, remember that God is watching from a vantage point, a really good one. Read Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. Like Abram chose to follow the Lord's instruction, Genesis 12, 4, a step for you and me of obedience may feel like blind faith, but you can fully trust the one who sees everything. Probably no surprise here, America's 10 largest cities in America, largely Democrat strongholds, are drowning in debt, according to a new report from the government watchdog group Truth in Accounting. The two cities with the highest burden, Chicago and New York City. Chicago's combined taxpayer burden, $119,110. New York City's combined taxpayer burdens, almost $86,000. We need to spend just a little bit more. Okay, let's get the soapbox right over here. Put it right here. That's perfect. Okay. Let's take some time here to talk about something. There's no denying that the family in the United States of America, your family, is under attack by a progressive leftist agenda. The radical left trying to undermine the role of parents and your faith in this country by indoctrinating the children in an anti-biblical value system. It's absolutely true. But as parents and grandparents, we got to remember that God has given us both the authority and He's given us the responsibility to teach our kids and disciple them in the truth of the Word of God. Ye shall know the truth, and it shall set you free. A lot of attacks coming from America. Appreciate the information sent to me from Ron down there in Tri-Cities. 10 big areas of which you're under attack, where Christianity is under attack. Late-term abortion and infanticide. The reason there's such an intense debate about late-term abortion and infanticide is that state and the federal level there is America is the closest it has ever been to overturning Roe versus Wade. See Alabama today. How about sex education and parental rights? Colorado recently proposed House Bill 1032 that gives less control to mom and dad over sex education, more power to LGBT activists to normalize sex outside of marriage. Homosexuality, gender confusion. Parents need to be encouraged to use their authority and advocate for their community against ineffective and harmful curriculum that opposes the Bible truth. How about the LGBT agenda and big business in America? It's no secret that many of America's largest companies have not only compromised on family values, but have thrown their weight, their wealth behind the left. From Target allowing men to use women's restrooms and dressing rooms to Amazon following the anti-Christian Southern Poverty Law Center's marching orders to reject some mainstream Christian organizations from receiving donations through their SMILE program, families are sometimes left with few options than to do business with those who undermine their very freedoms. And then pornography, the internet, that's a biggie. Pornography is one of the fastest-growing industries in the entire world. Porn compromises, hard to believe, 30% of all data being transferred from the internet. The accessibility of porn is trapping men, women, and kids into addiction. More ministries, more churches need to educate about the societal and spiritual harm of pornography and empower the people to break free from this porn addiction. Divorce, family breakdown. Studies show that children do best when raised with a mother and a father who are committed to each other in a lifelong marriage. The data shows that adults also thrive in this same family structure. Unfortunately, marriage has been weakened for decades now. Decades of divorce and out-of-wedlock cohabitation. We would advocate for pro-marriage, would we not? Policies that strengthen the family, build stronger communities in America, and ultimately building a stronger USA? We'll talk more on this tomorrow. Here's another. Silence on the moral issues of today from the pulpit. Yeah, there's trouble in America today. The family is definitely under attack. We need to stand up and do something. And how about some random thoughts on a number of issues? If you can't afford a doctor today, you just need to go to an airport. You'll get a free x-ray and breast exam, and if you mention Al-Qaeda, you'll even get a free colonoscopy. Just today's health tip. And what if Jesus tried to feed the 5,000 today? Do you suppose the crowd, you would hear people say, hey, that fish, has it been tested for mercury? Hey, I can't eat that stuff. I'm a vegan. And is that bread gluten-free today? Someone has suggested the men who wrote the Second Amendment did not just finish a hunting trip. Oh, no. They just finished liberating an entire nation. I was reminded on Facebook to never forget that every person you meet is a living soul that will spend eternity somewhere. And it's going up to 80 in Fort Wayne today. why is my little fishing boat still in the carport resting comfortably? Probably. I'm looking at a picture here off the coast of California where there's a humpback whale dwarfing a small fishing boat. The monster leaping out of the sea. It looks like only a few feet from this boat. Oh, now that would be scary. And oh, I'm really disappointed today. Iran has just banned Americans from vacationing there. Terrific. Just ruined my summer plans. Page 3, and let's get back to the Bible message right after this short break. We have worked long and hard at Greg Padden Ministries, battling Satan and his demons, really. Invisible War on the Saints, put together by Refuge Media, Tri-Cities, Tennessee. What a big deal. That's a part of WHCB and the whole team down there. Video series, when it's all through 44 parts. We have 40 parts done now, and there's 4 parts on each set. So there's like 10 CDs, but it is so helpful. We have been blasted by the enemy the last few decades, and we just decided to share that with Christ's people in a special way, that again, you would not be fearful of the enemy. You would do what Jesus Christ tells you to do from Ephesians chapter 6 and putting on the whole armor of God and getting serious. And there's war on this. It is. Jesse Penn Lewis wrote one of the most incredible, helpful books ever, War on the Saints. This is Invisible War on the Saints. Video presentation available to you very soon. And are you on our Facebook prayer list yet? We pray every day for our Facebook friends, and many of you pray for us. You can message me on my Facebook page or just put, yes, I want on the prayer list. Put your name there. We'll be praying for you. I share with my church frequently our mission statement put together years and years and years ago. Really 5 points, the 5 P's as I call them. It's peace. That's what we should be introducing to people. And the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, we should be telling people about him and how to be saved. And of course, if you're already saved, then he brings peace into your life, does he not? So, yep, number one has to be peace. And then a purpose in your life. What is your purpose? Do you have any idea? And if you have a purpose, then what is your plan in life? You got the peace, you got the purpose. What is the plan? And that we should be instituting that purpose and plan for your life with perseverance and passion. That's really it. And I think about that thing of perseverance. Is it like diligence? What is the price of diligence? Have you ever heard the term, the early bird gets the worm? My dad used to be really nasty when he was mad. He'd say, "You're as sharp as a tack, son." The blunt end. Took me a while to figure that one out. But that's the one. You're as sharp as a tack. You've probably heard these time-worn cliches many, many times before. I'm sure you have. But have you ever realized that they're filled with biblical significance regarding a character trait that is vital to any successful venture in life today? And that characteristic trait is diligence, which is contrasted frequently with being lazy and procrastinating in things. We all get there, do we not? The Hebrew word picture for diligence are dawn and knife, thus signifying an individual that is fully awake and alert. There you go with that early bird thing. And whose skills are sharpened and honed very well. You're sharp as a tack, right? The book of Proverbs teaches the advantages of a diligent laborer. Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. That's Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 4. Diligent work is usually rewarded with a just compensation, is it not? On the other hand, a lack of diligence concerning a task can just drain all of your resources. The Bible says the soul of the sluggard craves and really gets nothing out of life, but the soul of the diligent is made fat. And that's Proverbs 13:4. So much wisdom in the Word of God. A diligent person is satisfied, The lazy person is always dreaming and wanting, but never willing to pay the price of perseverance. Give it to me. In fact, the attitude of America today is give it to me. I don't want to do anything. I just want it. A slothful man does not roast his prey, but the precious possession of a man is, there's that word, diligence. Paying the price of diligence. Proverbs 12:27. You know, a diligent person takes great care to complete what he started. He's not satisfied with a job that is half done. He sees it through with zeal and fervor. On the other hand, that lazy dude, that lazy man or woman, hesitates to follow through, never going the second mile. The plan of the diligent leads surely to some advantage, don't you think? But, well, the Bible says so. Everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. Proverbs 21:5. The diligent person does not rush into an assignment or project without careful thought and planning. I do that so often. I'm such an impatient individual. I'll get started on something and halfway through say, this ain't going to work. What have I done? And my son is often saying he's got a tremendous painting business. He's a real pro and does phenomenal work. And all that stuff, scraping on the house and outlining everything with that blue painter's tape and that stuff, which is so boring to me. He said, that's most of the job right there. Of course it is. Lots of work and planning. These people are prudent, willing to wait until the time is right. The overriding motivation for the cultivation and the attainment of diligence is not some material gain, we might think that, but for us, urgency of our Christian witness on this earth. The Bible says that we must work the works of Him who sent us. As long as it's day, night is coming, when no man's going to be able to work. So says the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4. Our pilgrimage on this old earth is a brief one, is it not? A diligent lifestyle that is alert to every opportunity to share Jesus Christ and make Him known is the one that's going to have the greatest influence on the kingdom of God. Mark it down. Time, oh, time is so precious. We redeem it for His purpose as we are diligent in our work, our study, our witness, and our prayers. By diligence, we can be on the cutting edge of God's great purpose for our lives to glorify Him in everything that we do. Would that be your testimony today, that you are glorifying Him in everything you do? Oh, this Christian walk's a great thing if you don't weaken. Keep your eyes focused on Him. You're going to win this race. You're going to be a successful Christian. So you have a good cell phone service. Oh, I found a winner a few months ago. Few people pay as little as I do for phone service. $15 a month max. Wow. I've paid as high as $100. My last service was $45.50, and this is really a great deal. But I was thinking yesterday I signed up for a full year, so I get this great deal. For the 3 months, it was kind of a freebie, everything. This thing worked perfect. But after I inked on the dotted line, I've been dropping one call after another. I wonder if they moved me from the top rung there down to, well, we got him for a year now, and something is going on. What are all of these dropped calls? Such is life, isn't it? A big thank you to all of those of you inquiring about our pneumonia. Yeah, we're doing all we're supposed to be doing here, and this is tough. Hard to breathe. Isn't that awful? Get the coughing, you see stars. Oh, this is something else. But again, thank you for praying for us, and we are on the mend, my friend. That's it. Hello, world, for another day. Thank you so much for being here. Continue to contact us and continue to tell others about the program. And that's the way it is. Wednesday, May the 15th, 2019. God bless.